This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire. We will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain Matt Bruce. We are broadcasting live and in living color from our Moss Nissan studio here at our Salem Media Group flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, plus 1380 The Biz in Tampa, Florida. We're also broadcasting across America on the Genesis Communications Network via the Westwood One XDS satellite on our Salem Media Group affiliates and on leading independent stations across the country. And thanks to our military men and women listening to us around the world, plus our first responders, EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, and 911 dispatchers, too, for your service to America. And all the people working on the Third Watch, we are your voice on the radio helping you get through the night. Don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And before we get to Ms. Rosemary, I have an announcement to make here. Ed is reporting. Trucker Ed, who's out on I-4. He said that I-4 eastbound is completely shut down at 192 just east of Orlando. So anybody getting on I-4 going east, you're going to have to get off. You're going to have a detour with the road shut down just east of Orlando at Highway 192. All right, Miss Rosemary, the parent and sister's here. Hello, kiddo.
Oh, hi, and hi, Ed and everybody. Okie dokie, I made it on tonight. It's shocking because I wouldn't have thought so yesterday. I had a little bit of one of those days, you know. You know what they're like when, by the way, I don't usually sit on my duff, but I did yesterday. And I had other people helping me. A little bit of illness, but, I didn't have a real message for tonight, but there's something I've been wanting to address anyway, for a few days. And, everybody's been asking me, and I've been on the phones a lot, and so let's go with it. And that, of course, is the National Emergency Act called by the president. What are my thoughts? What are Rosemary's thoughts? Surely she wouldn't. Well, first of all, I probably agree more with, and I've never seen her before. I know you all, Judge Jeanine, I watched her show on Saturday night. I was ill and I watched it, and she just put it right out there. Everything that was legal, everything not. I love the way she put it. Now, first of all, to those of you listening to me that do not agree, because I know there's some that don't like it. I've gotten from both sides. Okay. The first thing is, I heard a lot of, build a wall, build a wall, build a wall. That's all I heard during the, well, what was this man supposed to do? First of all, our president didn't have any help from Nancy Pelosi, thank you, or the Democrats, or Chuck Schumer. All they got was they refused to, so what did they do? They shut the government down, thinking maybe, well, that didn't work. You think that worked? No, no. It's the longest shutdown in history, but you can't blame. He tried everything. It became dangerous for our foods and meds weren't being checked. Aircraft, our safety was being compromised and cost billions. So then they said he caved because he. You see, no matter what this man does, people, he's going to be blamed for something. No, he realized finally it wasn't working, and yes, people could be in danger. So to save lives, if you want to know the truth, he had to kind of go a different route. And of course, nobody would help him. Some of you, if you're new on this station, or most of you are in agreement, but some of you are not. I've been on my phones all week, and some are not. Well, you need to know he made a vow to America, and this is important to him. It's a tough, I felt that he, I've never seen, his face, a toughness, tough decision that he knew he had to make. I saw the change of his tie color, and by the way, that made a difference too. But not to you all, but it did to me, because I knew, oh, this is a man that's really deeply trying to get through to the people, and without being aggressive. I think he did a great job, by the way, because this was a decision, the last thing he wanted to do. Some of you don't know that. It's the last thing he wanted to do. He was hoping that it would come together. But you know what? When you're working with people that are just so cotton picking stubborn, they're not going to change their minds ever, then you know what? You got to just find another way out. And I know some people, like, you just got to find another way around it. And he had to. And you know, the reason I give stories on here, like I gave Nehemiah, the great builder, because he faced exactly the same thing, maybe in a different day. In fact, they came after him in such a way he had to have people watch his back, so to speak. They wanted to kill him. I mean, really, it was really bad then. And the pitfalls that the enemies had for him, he had to build that wall. And he had to get, well, I've already told you the story. I actually reread Nehemiah, because this is our president right now. I mean, all the things that he's had to go through, and he's not finished yet. He knows there's going to be lawsuits. He actually said what was going to happen, and he's correct. But you know what's good, people? You know what's good, everybody? I know you guys get it. Because President Trump, because of him, we got a couple of people in that Supreme Court there we go. There's your hope there, because if it gets to that, you know, we have a little bit of, and it may. He knows that. You know, Captain, we're in a political environment that I have never seen in my life. It just seems like, can't people disagree in a nicer way? I mean, whatever happened to talking things out, negotiating?
The fundamental transformation of America is what you're witnessing.
Yeah, for sure.
And there is no middle ground.
There is no middle ground.
No.
Not anymore at all. I actually said that.
The only middle ground is to vote these people out of office and start over.
Start over, yeah. And I don't like to say it, but President Trump is doing something that nobody else had the courage to do. And I want to thank you, or your family, President Trump, if you're listening, and for taking care of the deep state. They don't like it. They hate you for it. But you keep it up, because that's your mission. And I tell you, no man, no president in history has ever been prayed over more than our president. And I think that's what's going to keep him okay. So let's just keep praying for him, praying for our vice president, and for this nation. Thank you so much, Captain. That's kind of all I can say tonight. But God bless you all, and God bless America.
Okay, Ms. Rosemary, to prayer and assist her. When we come back, I've got a couple of letters to the editor. We'll open up the telephone line, so don't go anywhere. Coming right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the program brought to you by the United States Concealed Carry Association, USCCA. Go over to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Click on the USCCA banner that's right there and sign up for your free Gun a Day giveaway. Good luck with that. And then check out what the membership benefits could be for you. Well, I've got one letter to the editor before I get to my phone caller here from Larry M., who is in Atlanta. He works for the TSA there in Atlanta at Hartsfield Airport. And he says, as always, great insights into the 25%. President Trump vowed not to sign any continuing resolutions to fund the government and was forced to the left. We are now, is now showing us their true colors, as evidenced by the Whitaker interrogation. Thank you, President Trump, for making an exception so TSA could handle the Super Bowl traffic along with our air traffic controllers. Hats off to all who served without a paycheck and make sure that there was minimal financial hardship for Atlanta and the state of Georgia during the Super Bowl. The media should, but won't, thank President Trump for all the coverage of an American event with great revenues from advertisers. And thank you very much for your comments there, Larry M. Thanks for listening. All right, here's a blast from the past on the phone line. RJ, hello, RJ.
Hey, how you doing, Captain? Yeah, on this global warming, for all the listeners, There is climate change, but it's cyclical. It's not linear, and there is no global warming. We're in a mini ice age right now. We're getting it's a small ice age. Look at these record low temperatures in North Dakota.
Minnesota. Look at the snowstorms.
I know 40 below. And guess what, Captain? Those turbines in this weather, they don't work. They freeze up. They have ice on them, everything. And guess what? Solar power. There's no sun up there. No wind. No sun. These people are dead. 40 below zero. They're dead. You got that? So don't believe this crap about global warming. And if you want, you get a good website on YouTube. You go to realclimatescience.com, Tony Heller. He's a geologist. He's an expert on computers. He's gotten awards because what he does, Captain, he goes into a company and he corrects all the mistakes these tech people have made. You got that? So he goes in assuming that they're mistaken, and he's gotten awards for correcting this. So He has the old newspaper records. He has the real records. See, what they do, they've actually changed the temperatures to get the this global warming stuff. So they said that 1990 is the hottest decade. No, 1930s were. So they changed the temperature. They lower it where they need to and raise it where it needs to and get the global warming. So there is no global warming. Don't believe it. As far as carbon dioxide, we're at 400 parts per million right now. At 150 parts per million, plants start dying. You got that? So you cut the carbon dioxide to a certain level, there is no plant life. And that affects human life, basically. So, and as I said, in a submarine, carbon dioxide parts per million is 5,000. You got that? They try to keep it below 8,000. So remember, plants grow better, they grow longer, they grow bigger, and they grow better, and they withstand drought better at about 800 parts per million. So there's 400 now. So tell your teachers, tell the people who give you this crap. Go to Tony Heller, like I said, realclimatescience.com. Man, I'm psyched up, I swear to God. And this border stuff, Captain, I don't know why they can't put the military on the border, I swear.
Posse Comitatus.
I know Posse Comitatus, but that's directed inward.
We can point our troops towards Mexico.
Yeah,
we can't point them towards the U.S.
Oh, no. I'm saying that they point outward because we are being invaded. It's mm-hmm. as simple as that.
Oh, yeah.
And these left-wing groups that fund this crap, see what it is? They just overwhelm them.
Do you know where Eagle Pass, Texas is?
Well, is there El Paso?
No, it's about halfway between El Paso and Brownsville. But it's up there kind of like in the central highlands of Texas,
right,
along the Rio Grande.
Okay.
Well, in Eagle Pass, Texas, across the border, in a small border town, there are approximately 6,000 people. About 2,500 people live there, but there are about 6,000 people and more coming that are parts of the caravan,
right,
that go out at night in the dark, and they go left or right of this town by Eagle Pass,
right,
and they come across where there's literally a single strand of wire or no wire at all.
Exactly. Like a single strand of wire or some type of a block, like nothing, just like a little fence or something, you know. It's ridiculous. So.
And they talk about some of the farmers don't want to have it along the border. Well, they're not farmers that filed the lawsuit, for God's sakes. Take a look at who they are. They're land development companies.
Right, right. The farmers.
There's a big difference. The farmers want it.
Yeah, they kill their cattle, they take their water, and
they
leave a bunch of garbage.
They do.
Feces, bags of garbage and everything.
Yep.
And plus, oh yeah, by the way, these Indian sites, these burial sites down the border that they say are pristine, you know, the Border Patrol can't go in there, but the human smugglers do.
They do.
Go in there,
they tear that up.
Yeah, they got to. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Trump has to keep on going, get rid of these regulations and stuff like that. And the thing is, we have to emphasize the fact that 4,000 Americans were killed by illegal aliens in the last 2 years. You got that? So ask the Democrats, how many lives are you willing to have sacrificed to keep the
and look at the drugs that keep coming in.
Yeah. Definitely, yeah.
And by the way, the drugs are not coming in through the ports of entry. There's some that are, but it's too easy to get checked at a port of entry.
No, they're
coming in at the places where it's easy to get across.
I would like to deputize people, have them go down there, ex-military snipers and stuff.
Used to have them down there.
And just shoot these freaking cars.
Had the Minutemen down there.
I swear to God, they should just shoot these cars as they come across.
There was a group called the Minutemen was on the border, but they disbanded.
Get some RPGs and stuff and just blow them up. That's it. As simple as that. Man, I tell you. And plus these MS-13, they know who they are. They got the tattoos on. I would get some hit squads here and make them fear being here and just wipe them out. I swear to God, that's it. That's it. And I think these people have to start getting these militias going again, tell you the truth. Anyway, I'm psyched up.
All right.
Yeah, Kev, I have to meet you one of these days. So
come up to Mission Barbecue on Tuesday.
Tuesday Mission Barbecue.
12 noon. Or come to the Tampa Trump Club tomorrow night at 6 p.m.
Tampa Trump Club. Where is that?
Mug Sports Bar and Grill in Elmerton.
Oh, Elmerton. No kidding.
Mm-hmm.
And they have karaoke there, too, I think.
Yeah, but that's not what we'll be doing. They'll be
So
we're in the same room, by the way.
Yeah, Mug Sports. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. Okay, right. Captain. I'm going to check that out, okay?
All right.
Okay,
yep.
Take care.
All right, RJ. And we haven't heard from RJ in a while. Now, to you, ladies and gentlemen, that what I'm going to repeat here, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. Many of us took an oath years ago, and the oath is to say for everybody that enters into the military or government service. It says, I do solemnly swear or affirm that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same. That I will take this obligation freely, without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion. And that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties of the office on which I am about to enter, so help me God. Now, if you went in the National Guard, it was refined to add a state in there. But the politicians take that same oath. Members of the armed force, police, and all elected government officials take an oath, not to the government, but to the Constitution of the United States. And Article 1, Section 1 clearly states, all legislative powers herein granted shall be vested in a Congress of the United States, which shall consist of a Senate and House of Representatives. Each branch of government has predetermined responsibilities. The legislative branch passes laws, while the executive branch's duty is to carry out and enforce the laws. And nowhere in the Constitution does it say that the executive branch has the right to enforce some laws and ignore others. That applies to today. It applies to what the Democrats are trying to tell you. Because, again, you have to understand what it is they're talking about. Today, the United States of America faces an illegal invasion of between 25 to 35 million illegal border crossers living inside our border. We don't even know how many people are here. No one knows the exact number, and it could be more than what I just told you. And Congress has not only failed to take the necessary action to recognize that an invasion exists, nor to take necessary responsibility and action to repel this illegal and overt and covert invasion, which is why the president has had to resort to stating and filing an executive order declaring a state of emergency. How many more American citizens are going to be terrorized and murdered by the illegals? How much more of our tax money will be confiscated by the elected and appointed politicians to support the illegals in food stamps, housing, schooling, hospital emergency rooms, kidney dialysis, hospital admittance, many with unidentified diseases and sanctuary cities? And how many more governors are going to give illegals driver's licenses that allow voter fraud in all elections? Think about that. Patriots, we must quickly come to the understanding that the Congress of the United States has failed in their constitutional responsibility in national security matters, and those that have been responsible for this need to be voted out. And they are predominantly on the left side of the aisle. Do your research. You'll know what I know. I'll be right back with our Military and Veterans News segment.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Detoxify, lose weight, and restore balance to your body by simply drinking tea. Surprised? Dr. Miller's Holy Tea can help you feel better and even lose weight, because Holy Tea is a unique herbal tea blend of all natural ingredients specially formulated by Dr. Bill Miller. Call this number, 888-660-7039, or click drmillersclinic.com. Take the first step toward better health. Drink tea from Dr. Miller's Clinic.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The first lawsuit has been filed against President Trump's National Emergency Declaration. Republican Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio tells ABC's This Week that GOP lawmakers need to support the president.
Republicans who are criticizing the president for wanting to do this executive order, the same kind of Republicans who just a year ago didn't want us to debate and push for the wall funding when we had the majority in both the House and the Senate. Back after Chuck Schumer had shut down the government because he said amnesty was more important than funding the government, and we had the big omnibus spending bill, that's when we should have done this.
State Department spokeswoman Heather Nauert is no longer in the running for UN ambassador. Some reports say she employed an illegal immigrant as a nanny about 10 years ago. Also, some senators were not supportive of her possible nomination because of her lack of foreign policy experience. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed, or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. And this edition of our military and veterans news brought to you by the National Aviation Academy, with two locations to serve you. And I've got an idea for you that'll help you jumpstart your career, your paycheck too, and get you started on a life that you're going to really enjoy. And here's more.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, listen up, guys and gals. If you're in a dead-end job right now, if you're going nowhere, got no chance for the future pay raise or promotion, or maybe you're just coming out of school or you're coming out of the military, don't know what you're going to do, got skills, don't know how to where to use them, I want you to check out the National Aviation Academy. Schedule the tour. Take a look at one of their two locations. Now, they've got two locations, one in Concord, Mass., which is just outside Boston. They're enlarging the campus there, taking on more students. And the other's in Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay area. Now, they have a course that in just 14 short months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited potential for earned income and growth as an aviation maintenance tech. And believe me when I tell you, this doesn't come around every day of the week. So you owe it to yourself to check them out. And here's how you do that. Check them out online at naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Schedule a tour. Give them a call. 800-659-2080. Again, 800-659-2080. To find out more, schedule a tour. Always remember to tell them the captain sent you. That'll give you the white gloves treatment, too. 800-659-2080, the National Aviation Academy. Well, we're going to start out with some veterans news right now, because beginning February the 19th, all veterans who disagree with their VA decision will have three new options to resolve their benefit dispute: to request a higher-level review from a more experienced person, to submit a supplemental claim with additional evidence, or to appeal directly to the Board of Veterans Appeals. Now, over the past 2 years, the VFW and the American Legion and the Vietnam Vets and the MVETs have all worked closely with the VA and other veterans organizations to craft this new framework, which was the authorization for the Veterans Appeals Improvement and Modernization Act of 2017. Now, the goal of the new system is to offer veterans greater flexibility and transparency to resolve benefit disputes in a timely manner instead of waiting years for the VA to adjudicate their appeals. So starting tomorrow, the 19th, you can get going on that. The Veterans Appeals Improvement and Modernization Act of 2017. Call your local VA rep to find out more. Now, testimony from three military spouses last week before a joint hearing of the Senate Armed Services Subcommittee on Personnel and Subcommittee and Readiness and Management Support revealed military family housing horrors ranging from insects and rodents to asbestos and lead-based paint. Now, testimony was also given by five company CEOs and or presidents who effectively managed some 200,000 family housing units throughout the military and four assistant DOD, Army, Navy, and Air Force secretaries who are responsible for the installation oversight. Now, the dismissive attitude of housing contractors and installation commanders who may have thought their days of listening to housing complaints were over when the military signed 50-year contracts to civilian management companies in the mid-90s, made a big mistake, because they've got to take care of the facilities for the military families to live in, whether they want to or not, or they're gone and there'll be another new one. Watch and see. Now, veterans groups are saying that the VA needs $103 billion in funding for fiscal year 2020. The Veterans of Foreign Wars, the Disabled American Veterans, the Paralyzed Veterans of America all released the IB's fiscal year 2020 budget with recommendations for the VA. Now, this co-authors, the co-authors recommend a total of $103 billion. To ensure the VA begins to fully and faithfully implement the VA Mission Act of 2018, make needed improvements, and is able to deliver timely benefits and services to wounded, ill, injured veterans, their families, and survivors. We'll see how that all plays out, because that's still a work in progress. POW MIAs identified. Army Private Winfield L. Reynolds, killed in action April 26, 1951 in Korea, was identified. His remains returned for interment. Army Corporal Carlos E. Ferguson, who was reported missing in action May 18, 1951, his remains were identified. Army Master Sergeant Charles J. Marles, who went missing July 31st, 1950. His remains were returned for interment. Army Corporal James C. Ricks, killed in action November 30th, 1950 in Korea. Also, Army Air Force's Tech Sergeant Albert F. Sandini, who on February 15, 1944, was a radio gunner aboard a B-25C aircraft, which crashed near the Dolan Bridge in French Indochina, now known as the Socialist Republic of Vietnam. His remains were returned for interment. Now, the USS Oklahoma had six more people identified. Navy Electrician's Mate Third Class William S. Casling, Navy Fire Controlman First Class Edward J. Sheldon, Navy Seaman First Class Kirby R. Stapleton, Seaman First Class John A. Carl, Navy Seaman First Class Kenneth H. Sampson, and Marine Corps Private Walden Black, all were identified. All were aboard the USS Oklahoma when it went down in Pearl Harbor. And welcome home to each and every one of them. And thanks from a grateful nation. Thanks so much. Now, we're going to find out this week which construction projects will be affected if President Trump uses military money to build a wall. Now, President Donald Trump signaled when he declared the national emergency on Friday that there will be some shifting of billions of dollars in military funds to pay for the construction, and some numbers were thrown out there. And we'll see what happens. Now, all he's really looking for is the $8 billion to do what he wanted to do, although it's reported there may be some $20 or $21 billion out there if he wants to really go whole hog on this. Now, we do know that the state of California has already sued the government. We do know that there's more suits coming. It looks like the Senate and the Congress, Nancy Pelosi and Charles Schumer are going to be suing. The ACLU is talking about bringing a suit. There's some states along the border that claim that they're going to have a class action suit against the president. We'll see. We'll see where all this goes. And they're not just suing the president. They're suing the president. They're suing the DOD. And, of course, they're suing the Department of Homeland Security, whichever applies with what's going on. But we'll just stick it out and see what happens, because I think they're going to be in store for a big time surprise. And by the way, we're coming right back again with another highway and byway report. And things aren't getting all that much better if you're going to be along I-40, and we'll get into that in a minute, because I-40, that system is moving along to the east, and you're going to have a snowstorm coming your way. It's already well into Oklahoma on I-40. All right, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Roll truck roll down the interstate. Grab another gear for another day's pay. 5 weeks on the road's been rough. Two more to go before he can let up. Gotta keep the monkey off of his back. It's a fact. He's working class. Grips that wheel with his calloused hands. Nothing he's got was handed to him. All chickens out of Arkansas when he was green. With a worn-out cracker box at DMZ. Now with a tricked-out team, he cuts a new path. He earned it, man. He's working class.
All righty, Leland Martin up there working somewhere in the big Alaska ice road truckers highway, somewhere up in there. Yeah, probably on the Canada side. Well, here we go. Anybody getting up there on I-40 going west, going east out of California, pay attention. Because all the way across Oklahoma right now, we have mountain snow continuing to southwest, while ice and snow will fall in the middle Atlantic into the northeast. A storm shifting into the Four Corners region will produce heavy mountain snow into Monday, Tuesday night as well. An eastern storm will track across the middle Atlantic region through early Monday with a swath of ice and snow extending into the northeast. Now, Tuesday into Wednesday, a stronger eastern storm is forecast to impact the eastern half of the U.S. with areas of excessive rain, heavy snow, and ice. It's all part of the system that's moving east right now. Okay, let's start out in California. You've got, in some of the mountain areas, you've got snow, you've got sleet, you've got freezing rain, all the way out east on I-40 into Arizona, right to Kingman, Arizona tonight. And from Kingman over to Flagstaff, you're going to encounter a winter storm warning. It's coming down pretty good up there as you climb up into Flagstaff. When you get east of Flagstaff and come down a little bit, you're going to have snow flurries, pretty much a steady snowfall, all the way over to New Mexico. Now, in New Mexico, a winter storm warning currently exists across all of I-40 from the Arizona-New Mexico border to the New Mexico-Texas border, and it is currently snowing in El Paso about 40 or 50 miles into Texas with some freezing rain out in front of it, and it's moving along to the east. Now, the snow in New Mexico encompasses Albuquerque down 25 into the mountainous areas of southern New Mexico, and then you're looking good down into Texas. In Arizona, the snow goes down into the eastern part around Tucson. You've got snow in the vicinity of Las Vegas, Nevada, which that doesn't happen that much, but it looks like it's snowing right now in Las Vegas, Nevada. You've got snow in Utah, northwestern Utah, snow in northeastern Nevada, snow in the central part of Idaho, and snow right now in southern Colorado. A winter storm warning exists in southern Colorado. It looks like it's pretty much along U.S. 50 and south. I-25, you got snow up to about U.S. 50, and snow over in Kansas, and snow in eastern Colorado. So that's where the snow is, with the exception of Wisconsin, southern Wisconsin. Right now you've got snow tonight. Looks like pretty much around Milwaukee. And you've got snow from the Pennsylvania area, Ohio, Erie, Pennsylvania. Looks like it starts around Toledo and continues to go east. And away they go, continue to move to the east. And it's all the way across I-90, all the way to Albany, and all the way across I-90 to Boston. Snow, general snow tonight. 17, you've got snow there. 81, 87, north-south snow there. Some snow in Connecticut, snow in Pennsylvania, in Wilkes-Barre, snowshoe as well. So I-81, you're going to be inundated with snow. And U.S. 15, you're going to have snow there. You've got a mixture of weather down in West Virginia and the mountains of Virginia. It looks like it's snow and ice mixed right now, possibly a little sleet in a banter. Rain along Jersey, rain along Delaware, rain through most of Kentucky, rain through the western part of Tennessee, Nashville West, into northeastern Arkansas, southern Illinois, southeastern Missouri, rain in northern Louisiana, rain about halfway across Mississippi, and rain in northern Alabama tonight with some fog on I-95 in South Carolina. So that's what the weather's looking like, and it's going to stay that way for a little while, certainly until Wednesday when it comes with the snow, and we'll see where this storm goes moving across the east on I-40, because that could make life really miserable. But right now, I don't think I-70 would be the way to go either, because you do have snow in the western part of Kansas and part of Colorado, and this snow could be spreading later in the day to the north, and if it does, then it'll inundate much more of Colorado. And, of course, Utah and Nevada, if you're up on I-80, you're going to find the snow for sure, western part of Utah and the eastern part of Nevada. And as I said, it is snowing in Las Vegas by the looks of what I'm looking at right now. So from Kingman, Arizona, all the way east to New Mexico, including Flagstaff, winter storm warning up there, and then all of New Mexico along I-40 has a winter storm warning tonight. So there you go. By the way, the Moss Family Automotive Group brings you the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. I will be at Moss Chevy Saturday. The event starts at 11, runs till 2 o'clock. I'll be there with Yvette Perez from Radio Luz, our Spanish channel. So if you come out, take a test drive in one of those nice brand-new Chevys, you'll get yourself a coupon from us for a free lunch. It's going to be a tremendous lunch. Got a great, great, great caterer stopping by. You're going to really love this caterer. And I'm not going to ruin the surprise. I'm going to let you come out and find out who it is. And then, of course, if you tell them the captain sent you, you get an extra $500 off your vehicle. But remember the four words: you serve, you save. Okay, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com is with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
What is going on, you say, in Europe?
Well, yeah, you know, Pence was just over there. And apparently some of these policies that Pompeo and Pence and Bolton and whatnot are asking Europe to get in line with, they don't want to do.
Oh, yeah. They
will not budge on the Iran deal.
Right.
Just won't do it.
Mm-hmm.
They are happy to endorse Guaido to run for president in Venezuela if the United States gets back in the climate change deal.
If he what?
If the United States goes back to the Paris climate change
deal. Okay, because you faded out there at the end. Okay, all right, if they go back to the climate change deal, huh?
Yeah. So, you know, we're also trying to say to Europe, hey, there are some telecommunications companies in China that we recommend that you don't use, like Huawei and ZTE.
Right.
And Europe's like, no, we're okay. No problem over here. That's nuts.
Well, nobody ever said that they were stable in what they want to do all the time, because even Major Mac, who keeps sending me stuff from Germany, he says these people over here are crazy. They're anti-American, anti-American.
Yes, exactly right.
But they're all becoming socialists.
And then they're mad that the United States is going to pull out of Syria.
Mm-hmm.
Well, why don't you pull into Syria?
Yeah, exactly. Why don't you do us a favor?
What a mess.
Well, you know, it can't be any more messier than what happened Friday with the president's $328 billion spending bill that everybody and their uncle wants to sue about right now.
Yeah, ACLU is first up on the block.
However, the legal precedent for the president doing this is rock solid, so I wish him a lot of luck. This is going to the Supreme Court. And I'll be right back with more with Denise Simon, Founders Code, right after the top of the hour news. You hear the music coming in there. We shall return right after the news.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.